Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men TV. It is your Red Men Daily News. I am Paul Machin, and I'm joined by Bailey Shaw. For this one, we've got a few news topics to fly through. After all, it is hashtag Mbappe Monday.
Is that your own fashion hashtag?
No, I saw someone use it and I quite liked it. I'm stealing that. We're going to talk about Kylian Mbappe in a bit for what it's worth. But yeah, while you're here and we've got you, make sure you drop a subscribe on the YouTube channel. 375,000 at the moment. Let's fly through that. We're entering into our 10th year on YouTube. I want a major milestone by this time next year, so let's all contribute to that. But if you need more content, we've got you covered. There's a video that went out at the weekend. Sat down with Dave Maddock, Daily Mirror Northern football correspondent, to talk about how Liverpool are doing the business and the level of depth and detail they're going into behind the scenes to make us a competitive force. It's done 85,000 views at the moment, which I'll tell you, you know, it's a worthwhile watch. But Bailey, you did that show with us, didn't you?
I did.
Very, very interesting.
It was amazing. It's probably my favourite show we do over on the RedmanTV.com. We've always got an excellent journalist in, and they always, you know, give us the scoop on everything that's going on, give us their insight, and David Maddock is fantastic in what he does. I saw in the comments people saying I could just listen to this guy for a full hour show talking about analytics. So,
and funnily enough, you know, there's a two-parter with him, so we were chatting at some transfer stuff, chatting some post-season stuff as well. That's on the redmentv.com. So subscribe for completely free to the YouTube channel. If you want more content, get over to the website, but I'll plug that again later on. Anyway, Bruno Fernandes, according to the Daily Mail, Liverpool have been, this is interesting, Sporting have apparently kind of touted Bruno Fernandes around for 50 million pound. Apparently, Liverpool are meant to have had a bid rejected for him, amongst other clubs. There's talk of it being like Man City, Man United being in the running for him as well. Interesting. This one seems like the most, of all the transfer stuff, this one seems the most concrete at the moment.
This guy is definitely going to move, I believe. You know, it's been United all the way through. And to be fair, 50 million pounds seems quite cheap. I've seen 80 million euros thrown around, which is probably about just over 60 million pounds. So it's, it does seem quite cheap. And he's a guy who's got 20 goals, 13 assists in 33 games. You know, he's contributed to 33 goals in 33 games. That's an unbelievable return in, I think it's the Primeira division in Portugal. So you can see why he's going. That interests me, his little tattoo there. I think it's the number 8.
It would.
Yeah, so it's the fact that he plays number 8 as well. So I think he's very much a guy that is going to move, whether it's to Liverpool, who knows?
He's tattooed. There's the number he wants on his arm.
Yeah, there you go. And we've just given ours to Naby Keita, so.
Yeah, hey. Lucky. The man. There you go.
Squashed.
Fatus, Man United. But Man United have to get rid of like someone like Juan Mata or something. If Mata they want him or something. Right, like, yeah, uh-oh. Days are numbered. Interesting stuff. Let us know. What we'll do is we're going to get through the headlines and then we'll take some of your questions and comments at the end. So thoughts on Bruno Fernandes. Should Liverpool be going all in on the Portuguese? While we're on the Liverpool Echo website, we're just going to slide down to have a look at the new ball. It's fine, isn't it?
I'm a fan of pink.
You are, yeah. You're a flamboyant gentleman.
I'm a man.
You're toned down for today.
Yeah, we both have. I feel like this is like the Asbo special of Red Men News.
Tracky tops, like,
yeah. Exactly.
But no, fine. Inevitably, the Echo haven't done this, but I've seen people going, oh, here's the ball, because they know that there's just going to be fellas out there who just like, pink from men, you know, gender roles. It's fun. It's a 40,
yeah,
isn't
I
it?
Quite like it.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, we're moving on then. Bailey, do you want to give us our next topic?
Of course. So, a man we haven't heard about for a while, but a man that's been constantly linked with a move away from Leipzig is Timo Werner, and a claim has been made by Ralf Rangnick in regards to Liverpool and selling the player. He says that RB Leipzig are yet to receive any offers for Timo Werner and has encouraged the striker to stay put this summer, which is quite interesting. Mm. If we go down some of his direct quotes, Timo's of the opinion that he does not want to extend the contract. So far, no club has reported their interest or said they would speak with Timo and want to sign him. But one of the most interesting parts down at the right at the bottom, my opinion is that Timo fits best here, also in terms of style of play, he added. When a really big club comes in for him and he wants to leave, he can still do that.
Oh, interesting. Now, the interesting stuff with the Ralph Rangnick stuff is Liverpool, he's a very, very tough negotiator.
Yeah.
He's very hard to work, and we saw that with the Naby Keita stuff. And we know Leipzig, they never need to particularly sell, but it does feel like the Leipzig bubble has, it's not burst, because obviously for a club like that to be in the Bundesliga and even competitive at all is still a sign of where they've come from.
Mm-hmm.
But the lure of them and the lure of staying, you're starting to see this a little bit with players who, at the time, you know, when they first came up and they had that great first season, there was a great cause there to kind of fight behind and whatever you win is. I think the luster's gone a little bit, and then you're going to start to see players looking around and thinking, I might get me opportunity to move. Leicester's a good example of this.
Correct.
Like Vardy stayed put, Mahrez waited a little bit longer, but got his move to City.
Yep.
You know, Kante got his move to Chelsea, etc. I'm amazed that Liverpool haven't been linked more heavily with him, given how much we clearly were in for him.
Yeah.
The Bayern Munich deal that was reported as absolutely sewn up clearly hasn't materialised. It's an interesting one. My gut feeling on this is that we might see something, but I feel like Liverpool have moved on from Timo Werner.
Yeah, that's what I sort of caveated at the start. He's a guy that was so on our radar at the start, and obviously it was a done deal to buy him for a while. Now that seems to have fallen through. To be honest, I don't know where we stand at all in the market. And of course, you say David Maddock talked about this fantastic, so make sure you go and check that out. But it is very much, I don't think we will know until the time comes when something's announced.
Yeah, absolutely. But the good thing is that there's a couple of players out there in the market who I think would improve Liverpool's squad, or might even improve our first team, which is a very, very difficult thing to do.
Definitely.
So it's not as though we're lacking options. And I think Liverpool are able to play the game, because we'll see how this unfolds. There's going to be, I've talked about this on the Reds News Roundup show, Reds Transfer Roundup show today, there's a Liverpool tax. Maddock talks about this as well. But, you know, clubs, two things, will know we've got money, and they'll also know that Liverpool's analytics team is so good, which is worth watching that video for, because it's what we go into, that, hang on a second, what have Liverpool seen that we've not? So I wonder whether we might play a little game where we see how the market goes, because if a club comes in and gets a bid accepted, or looks like they're going to get a bid accepted, it's easier for us to then go, ha-ha, flop our massive cocks out onto the table and go, sign on the dotted line, because we're the champions of Europe. So you might yet see something like that develop.
Exactly.
The big one, though, Bailey, the one everyone's been waiting for, the one that we've clickbaited to buggery with on the title, and I hope the thumbnail as well.
Of course.
Mbappe to Liverpool. Confirmed. It's not confirmed. I turned Twitter on yesterday, having given a break for a few days, and all it was Mbappe. I can't see Mbappe. No chance about, but what if Mbappe? And this is why it would work, and this is why it wouldn't work. Bailey, why are people talking about Kylian Mbappe?
They're talking about Kylian Mbappe because he's over in the States at the minute, and he went to meet 2% shareholder, Mr. King LeBron James, as you can see on the screen now. They've had a little meeting. I don't know what he presented him with here, whether it's shoes or whatever.
Pastries,
yeah. But he's got...
It's a box of... he's given him a box of...
Krispy Kreme.
No Sayers pasties there. To say, you know, this is what you get him in the north. This is what you're going to get. You know, like, this is what the taste of Liverpool.
Exactly. But he's of course, massive Liverpool fan, sporting a Liverpool cap in this picture. And, you know, the agents on Twitter are saying, LeBron could be, Agent LeBron's out there doing the business for Liverpool. And then to pack it up, the other king, James Pearce, has come out and retweeted, I think it was Mbappe's first ever goal celebration. Paul Joyce was
the real winner when it comes to journalists. Social media. So if Paul Joyce is doing it, then that's what it is that it's added credence, because Paul Joyce never uses social media except to use one line and go like Liverpool confirmed.
Or a shake hand emoji.
Yeah, exactly. Just use it sparingly. That's his approach and it works phenomenally for him.
Yep.
So people have gone into overdrive. And then I saw people with like who Mbappe is following on Instagram, and he's got like Gerrard,
Fabinho, Salah.
I mean, to be fair,
I what I love is the fact that it's like everyone's at the start like, it's funny that, and then but you see people's brains slowly turning over the last sort of coming hours, and they're just like, yeah, but we could, if you think about it, like we could actually, if we do this, this, and this, and you do this, this, and this, then why not?
Yeah. Why not? It's entirely possible. Yeah. You start it, you can convince yourself. Now, interesting you've mentioned that, Bailey, because we've done that. We've just recorded, I mentioned, the Reds Transfer Roundup show. We've got three shows for you on the website. Three or four. Four, really. But the ones that are most interesting, you guys, the lovers of Liverpool news, Monday and Friday wrap-up shows, half an hour to an hour, depending on what's going on in the world of Liverpool Football Club. So we've talked about Kylian Mbappe. Those flights of fancy, where we've turned it round and convinced ourselves it's happening. Yeah, we've done that. We've done a good solid 25 minutes to half an hour talking about, well, why wouldn't be? And here's the realms of possibility that exist why Liverpool could well be in for Kylian Mbappe. And I'll give you one little hint. We just don't need to buy loads of players this summer, so we've got our budget.
Yeah.
Liverpool could go and spend their entire budget on one player this summer if they wanted to, because we don't need more.
Exactly.
But we've got this. We've got you covered throughout pre-season. There's going to be the Summer Football Show on Wednesday, so you're talking about African Cup of Nations, Copa America, transfers happening around the Premier League and around the world as well, so make sure you get involved with that. It's free for the first month. You've got all the post-season content, all the exclusive interviews with the likes of Jurgen Klopp, with Trent Alexander-Arnold, Kenny Dalglish, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jordan Henderson are on there. And as I say, in-depth analysis and chat to guide you through what will be a tumultuous summer as Liverpool do very little overall business and people on Twitter start to lose their shit. It's time for some of your comments then. Simon, what have you got for us?
F. Saeed says we won't sign Mbappe because of how our wage structure works. There's a couple of other people saying that. If he comes in on 300 grand a week, then what does that do for the rest of the squad?
Absolutely. I can't. That's the big stumbling block for me, really. Liverpool are not going to blow out.
Yeah.
For a 20-year-old lad, no matter how good the 20-year-old lad is, I don't think they're going to upset the apple cart. But I also think... No. Who's going to pay? Who is going to pay Kylian Mbappe 300 grand a week?
Yeah.
Who also will fulfil his ambition of challenging for the Champions League?
Yeah. That's the problem when you're a player like Mbappe, like Neymar, you end up in a golden cage where you just can't. Your price is worth so much, money. Sometimes money just doesn't cut it. Like, you can be on all the money in the world at PSG, and our selling point is, well, you're at a club that hasn't won the Champions League. We've just won it. Okay, we can't give you that money, but you can come and play in a new league. You can come and play.
Come have your photo taken next to it for free.
Exactly. Exactly. But that is the problem. When you've got players like him and Mbappe, they are just sort of locked off. And I don't know if we'll even see those guys move soon, let alone to somewhere like Liverpool. And you're absolutely right with the wage structure.
It's an interesting discussion, and one we picked up on well more on today's show on the website. But you're right, the golden case thing I think is absolutely spot on. Young players, they put themselves into a bracket. He put himself into a bracket that you're only meant to be in when you are 24. Yeah. You're not meant to be in the hundreds of thousands of pounds a week, you know, bracket until you've proven yourself.
Yeah.
And so he's in an awkward position. And he might have cocked his, he might have damaged his career in some way. But, you know, unless you're talking, what, maybe a Juventus could afford that. Maybe, you know.
United could.
Bayern, maybe. United definitely could. But why would he go play in the Europa League? So, and if he does, then that'll tell you everything you need to know about Mbappe. But go on, tell you what else you got.
A couple of super chats. So DXSH Tempers, who gives us a super chat on every single
video. Thank you very
much, mate. Thanks very much again. Said, do you think Jadon Sancho would be good because he would be a reasonable enough price and would be a good alternative if we don't get Pepe? Love the vids, boys, and Paul Maychek's page app is amazing.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I love it. I don't think he would be a reasonable price. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Reasonable price, I mean, don't get me wrong, I think what we think is reasonable, it doesn't necessarily relate to
reasonable
what
football in an inflated is. Market. Isn't
yeah,
it?
I mean, I think he's not far off because he's so hyped up and because he's English.
Yeah.
If you're talking like 80 million, I've heard like 80 million floated for Jadon Sancho.
Yeah. 80, 100, something like that.
For like a 19-year-old, 20-year-old kid. Mm. That's cheaper than Mbappe. And I think he fits everything Liverpool are looking for. Young, pacey, direct, scores goals, creates goals.
Mm.
But I think he's 30 to 40 million pounds overpriced for his age.
And it's so far away from what Liverpool have built themselves on. Obviously, Klopp, when he first came to the club, established he wants to do things the right way. He doesn't want to lose himself in the money of football, but he spent big money on areas that he's had to spend big money on, whether it be goalkeeper and centre-half. You know, our top prize for sort of your other players, and Naby Keita and Fabinho, 45, 50 million pound players, to then double that on a player that's not a necessity, that's not going to come in and have an instant impact. He could even be like a player that's always in contention with your other players. Mm-hmm. I can't see Klopp doing that.
I think Liverpool would spend that money, but on a 23, 24-year-old.
Okay.
Like, I think, if you know, he's a bit more proven. He's really, like, that's why the Bruno Fernandes stuff, I think, is interesting, because he's the right age, his stats back it up, and, you know, he's been building towards a breakout season. That's when Liverpool normally strike.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's impossible, and I think Jadon Sancho will almost certainly be on Liverpool's radar, you know, and if it presents itself, I think he's one of those where Dortmund want him.
Definitely.
Because, look, Pulisic's gone.
Yeah.
They're in the process of refreshing that squad, aren't they? Or they have done. They brought Julian Brandt as well.
Yeah, and they brought Thorgan Hazard.
So, I think there'll be a crossover point where his value will dip a little bit by him fulfilling his ambition at Dortmund. Yeah. Like, he'll have enough, and he'll be actively looking for another move.
Yeah.
And that's when I think Liverpool would come in for him. But I think it's probably a bit soon for
another super chat from Stephen Somerville. Thanks very much. Saying Matt Targett is being linked as a backup left back. Thoughts?
Yeah, look, nah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, no, I really struggle with that. I think Liverpool can do better, and this is the dangerous area where Liverpool are in, where buying backups means that you end up buying lads who, I don't know if Matt Target's good enough to play for Liverpool, but one thing I can tell you is we have discussed that in depth and detail, and the rumour that we're apparently after him and Alex McCarthy as well for a double Southampton swoop in the old school fashion. That Reds transfer roundup show is going up on the website. It's being exported as we speak, so it'll be up this afternoon. Get over there, start your free month trial on the redmentv.com. As I say, you've got all this amazing stuff here. Just look, some of it's the free stuff lives on there. You can get all the content if you want it in podcast form. You can, all the best stuff we do, you can have in your native podcast player as well, things like Podcast Addict, etc. I think iTunes, you can work it in as well. So your subscription podcasts, you can put in with all your normal stuff. So that's a fantastic way of doing things. And I say all these extra videos and brilliant stuff as well. We spent a day with Lucas Leiva in Rome. It was great. All that stuff is there. So you go over, sign up. We'll be back tomorrow at 12:30 once again with your daily news and a little bit of exclusive. We've got a brand new YouTube channel launching, which we'll do more details on tomorrow. So make sure you get the subscription lined up on the YouTube channel. Make sure you click the notification bell, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.